Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, the Shir, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here in Parsha's Kedoshim, in the middle of Sefer Vayikra. A lot of interesting things in this Parsha, a lot of commandments, a lot of mitzvos in this Parsha, chock full of wonderful things in this Parsha. And if we look in the Parsha, if we look at the Psukim, we look and we see one of the most famous ones actually come up in chapter 19 in Perek Yud Tet, Pasuk Yud Chet. We're looking at the Pasuk. It says, Lo sikam lo sitor es b'nei amecha v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha ani Hashem. Of course, this being one of the most famous phrases in all of the Torah and all of Talmud. We know the very famous phrase where Rabbi Akiva talks about how this is a great principle, a great mitzvah that many mitzvahs are involved in. We talk about the idea in the Talmud, how the convert comes to Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai turns him away. He comes to Hillel, and he asks him to convert him on one foot, and Hillel tells him, the great sage, treat others as you would want to be treated, the golden rule. Everything else is commentary. The question, though, becomes, how do you go about v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? How do you treat others as you want to be treated? And in that phrase really is the answer. You treat others literally as you would want to be treated. If you would want to be wined and dined as a guest, then you should wine and dine your guests. If you would want to be given the all-star treatment when you're visiting your friend's house, then you should give him the all-star treatment when he visits your house. Treat others as you would want to be treated. That's the golden rule. That's the way that there could be a wonderful, wonderful world around us. Maybe if we all had some extra ahava for one another, real love for one another, for friends, for acquaintances, for everyone we meet, then the whole world would be a better place. You know, Pirkei Avos teaches us, you know, when Shammai says and others say, when you see others, you should have a pleasant countenance, you should have a pleasant appearance, and you should have a smile on your face. You should have joy on your face when interacting with people, when meeting people. It is so nice to meet you. It is so nice to meet you when you meet someone for the first time. It was so nice talking to you when you talk to someone for a little bit. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for helping me. Talking with the interactions, talking with proper derech eretz, talking with proper ahava for one another, for other people, maybe that's the way to be involved in real v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. I would do anything I could to help you. I would do anything I could to give to you. I would give you the shirt off of my back. I would give you the dinner off my table to help you. Whether you're a family member, whether you're a friend, or whether you're someone I don't even know so well, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Treat others as you would want to be treated. If I'm going to give my family a good meal, why can't I give a good meal to someone else? If I'm cooking for someone else, and we cook for other people quite often, Baruch Hashem, am I going to give them a shmachy meal? Am I going to give them a half-baked meal, a half-cooked meal, a half-put-together meal with half the effort? No way, man. You got to do it in a good way. We want to have a real v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha involved. I talk about this often. When we cook for others, it should be a complete meal. It should be a complete situation, whether you're doing take them a meal or perfect potluck or you're doing meal train. Whatever company you use, whatever method you use, if you sign up to help people, it should be the full way. Don't just give them a tiny pan of noodles. Don't just give them a tiny pan of chicken and a little pan of rice. Go the whole way. Give them some drink, seltzer, we do in our house. Give them some water. Give them cups. Give them napkins. Give them utensils, plates, spoons, forks, knives. Make sure to have side dishes, some rice and some chicken nuggets for the kids, some broccoli and some chicken for the parents, and bring a fruit salad for dessert. It's so easy to make a whole meal. What's real v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? What's a real way to give to others? By really doing for others, by really going above and beyond. What can you do to really give to others? What can you do to have real ahava for others? Really give to others, really do for others, real v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. If you would want it given to yourself in such a wonderful way, we need to give back in a wonderful way as well. And when it comes to treating others, whether they're converts into our nation, whether it be people that are converts into our community, into our town, they're coming from other place, they convert from their town to our town. If they're coming here and they're new, why don't you go introduce yourself to them? Why don't you go acclimate yourself to them? talk to them, make sure they have the lay of the land, they understand where all the restaurants are, where all the stores are, where all the synagogues are, they understand where the parks are, how to get around, where the schools are, they understand how to be acclimated to the community. When someone was coming into my block, moving in last year, one of our friends said, You know, Alex is moving in. He's going to come to your block. I think it would be great for you to meet him. I think it would be great for you to talk to him. I called him up, and we had a wonderful, pleasant conversation for an hour. And then when he moved in, a few times, we helped out. They needed a candlestick holder. They needed a this. They needed that. Whatever. No problem. We acclimate ourselves to helping them. They were away for Pesach, for Passover, and they forgot something to put away packages. We went and we put it in the back. Whatever you could do to help out the person around you, real v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and it's unconditional. It's not tit for tat, this for that, you do this for me, I do that for you. It's really taking care of the other people. It's really taking care of those around you, making sure not to harbor any ill will in your heart, as the pasuk before says, lo sisna esachicha belvavecha. Don't harbor hatred for another in your heart. That's the opposite of what we want to do. We want to have real ahava in our lives. We know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. One of them because of sinat chinam, baseless hatred. And the way to fix that is baseless love. Ahava, ahavat chinam, doing chesed, ahavat chesed, loving to do kindness, true loving kindness for those around us. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. This is Zeg Klal Gadol b'Torah. This is a great principle in life, and it's a principle for helping everyone out. Whether it be the neighbors, whether it be your friends, whether it be anyone around you, anyone in your town, anyone in your community, what can you do to help them? What can you do to be involved with doing for them? You know, there is a holiday that we don't agree with, that we don't practice, or we don't actually involve ourselves with making sure that we do it. But other people do it in the end of October. So when they come to our house, do you think I turn them away? Do you think I close the door in their face? Or do I greet them with a smile? Hello! Oh, wow, these are great costumes. Here, take some candy. Have a wonderful day. Have a blessed day. You know, when you see these kids walking around, you don't have to practice what they're practicing. You don't have to believe in what they're believing in. You could believe in your own stuff, but you could be a kind neighbor. You can be a good neighbor. Don't pretend you don't exist. They see the car in the driveway. They see your lights on in your house. They see you're ignoring them. What messages to send to the kids? Oh, man, these people, these Jews, they're so not nice. They're so not helpful. There's enough negative press over the years. There's enough hatred for Jews, unfortunately, over the years. We need to change that. We need to be better, showing them that we're wonderful people, kind people, interacting people, that we're friendly people. I specifically wear my kippah at work. I want people to know that I'm a religious Jew. I specifically try to interact with the people who are at my work site. Currently, I share a room with other people. I do talk to them. I do interact with them. I try to make it in a manner that is positive and shines a wonderful light of a Kiddush Hashem on the world. It can show that we're still funny. Can show that we're still very worldly. Can show that we're still down to earth. Can show that we're still wonderful, wonderful people. What can we do to show real ahava, real love for all people, real love for everyone we interact with, having real ahavat chinam, real interactions and wonderful kindliness for everyone we meet. So whether it be that they come around in the end of October and you give them candy and you give them a smile and you send them on their way, you see them on the street and you wave, you see them walking around and you give a smile, hi, how are you today? How is everything going? There's no rule against being a kind person. In fact, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, the principle is that Derech Eretz, proper manners, proper interactions come before Torah. You should be kind to everyone you meet, whether it's the security guard or whether it's the crossing guard. I wave at the crossing guard every time I come to pick up my son and walk him home. The security guard at the school, I always try to wave to, say, hello, hi, how are you today? Beautiful weather, isn't it? I wish it was like this weather all the time. Man, it feels like Antarctica today. Different little comments, different little things, different little funny things that we can interact with people. We could talk to people. How can we go about that we have real ahava in our lives? You know, we are supposed to work on our traits in this life. We're supposed to work on ourselves in this life. We're supposed to do what we can to be better people, better people. In fact, the Torah tells us that we're supposed to help when there are two people on the road and the two people's donkeys had fallen. Nowadays, it would be a bike that broke down or a car that broke down or someone's walking with packages and it's too heavy. You have someone you like a little less, someone you like a little more. You have your friend or your enemy. Of course, we're not supposed to have enemies, we talked about before, just people we like a little less. But when there are two people, who are you supposed to help? The Torah tells us you're supposed to help the person you like a little less, because it's easy to help the friend. It's easy to take care of the friend. Who is it harder to take care of? The person that you like a little less, the person that annoys you, the person that is difficult for you. But by helping that person first, showing ahava, kindness, showing love for the other person, even though they're not your favorite person, even though they're not the person you want to interact with, that's how we could work on our traits. That's how we could work on ourselves. That's how we can work on helping out those around us. When we think about v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, as Hashem is compassionate, we should be compassionate. The way we want to be treated is the way we should treat others, with the best type of food, the best type of clothing, the best type of interactions, the best type of helping out those around us. We want to make sure to do for others as we would like done for us. And that's how we could be involved in v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha in different ways. We would want to have warm clothing. We want to have warm coats for the winter. So when they come and they collect clothing for you from your community, make sure to give it to them. Anytime we have extra clothing, we have extra shoes we can't use anymore, I try to drop it off. There's a little clothing donation bin that's in the parking lot in our town of the Chinese store. So anytime there's something we could donate, we could give. My old shoes that are still functional, I just didn't want them. My daughter's old shoes that are still functional, but I don't want them. We could drop them off in the bin. Let someone else use it. Show the ahava to someone else. Show the giving to someone else. Being a generous person, a giving person, is something that requires tremendous work, takes tremendous action, takes tremendous amount of time to be able to do so. It takes a lot of work, and it's something that happens every day, every day, every day. We need to make sure to be involved in the real v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. And everyone should be a reacha to you, especially in the Jewish frame of reference, in the Jewish way of life. Every person you interact with should really become like a reacha, a friend. Why should you only talk nicely to the guy that you have 100 things in common with? You can't talk nicely to the guys you have nothing in common with, or to the guys you only have 2 things in common with. Every person you meet, every person you interact with should be someone you have that ahava. And real ahava, the best definition of ahava that I've seen, is from Rabbi Dessler in Strive for Truth, Michta Melayahu. Real ahava is giving, giving, giving without expecting anything in return. That's ahava chesed. Chesed shel emes, doing true kindness, like when burying someone, lahavdil, we should never know from such things. When burying someone, they can't pay you back, but it's a real chesed, it's real doing for the other person. It's giving to the other person without expecting anything in return. And what's the best definition of this? The best relationship is when you give to little kids. What are they giving back to you? They're not going to fold the laundry for you when they're little kids. They're not going to do the dishes and do the vacuuming when they're little kids. What are they going to give back to you? They give back to you nachas, of course, hopefully. But you give and you give and you give without expecting anything in return. True ahava, true love, is giving 100%, 100%, spouse to spouse, spouse to kids, friends to friends, without expecting anything in return. It's not a conditional relationship. It's not conditional love, expecting something in return. You didn't talk to me for 5 weeks. You didn't message me for 5 weeks. You didn't visit me for 5 months. I don't love you anymore. God forbid. I haven't seen you in 2 years, but it's as if I talked to you yesterday. The best friend I have, the best friends I have, I could pick up the phone and talk to them as if it's only a day that's passed, as if it's only a minute that's passed. Even if I haven't talked to them in months or years, they're still a good friend. They're still a true friend. They're still a best friend, even if you don't talk every day. But when you pick up the phone, you talk to them, it's as if no time has passed. And wouldn't it be great if we all were such friends that we could be on such a level of reacha that we pick up the phone and we talk to them, or we call them, we video chat them, or we speak to them, we meet with them, and it's as if no time has passed. In fact, before the fourth child was born, I had my friend over. He came over and we ate breakfast together on one of my days off. It was so nice and we caught up. Even though I only had a limited amount of time, it was so nice to see him, to speak to him. Even though he lives around town, I don't see him as often as I'd like. And we were able to talk and schmooze as if no time has passed. And that's reacha. That's someone who's a true friend. Someone who's a good friend you could pick up as if no time has passed. And if we could put the idea of treating others as we would want to be treated, maybe the whole world would be better. Maybe the whole world would be kinder. Maybe the whole world would be more peaceful and more full of love. Sinat Chinam destroyed the Bate Mikdash, and the Talmud tells us if it still didn't get rebuilt in our generation, it's as if it was destroyed again and again. And if it was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, the way to solve it, the way to fix it, is Ahavat Chinam, true love for one another, true caring for one another, true taking care of one another. If we could be involved taking care of those around us, having true ahava, true kindness, true love for one another, true love for those around us, true love in our hearts, giving what we can, generously giving the shirt off our back, giving the cots to other people. I have two cots that sit in the attic, and I've our friend in the town, asked if they could borrow it. No problem. Anything you need, anything you want. Your house should be a house where you give anything to anyone at any time. Suffice it that you don't immediately need it desperately for your children or for yourselves or for whatnot, and that you're not giving up too much of your money, too much of your time, too much of your resources. But all those books that are sitting in the basement, they're just sitting there. So the FLL is a great way to give it out, our free lending library. The cots are just sitting there. It's a great way for someone else to use it. Those extra strollers were just sitting there. Let someone else use it. Real ahava, real giving. Giving in the way that you want to be given to. Giving to others in the way that you want to be given to. If we could give to others in such a way, if we could do for others in such a way, maybe we could finally have true ahava in the world, true respect for one another. Understanding that we could respect one another, love one another, deal with one another, even if we disagree on different items, that's okay. Don't hate the person. Just disagree on viewpoints, but don't go involved in a situation where you're bringing up bad things. Look at the overall person. Look at what they do for the world. Look at the kindness they do. Think about how we could treat others in the way we want to be treated. Don't harbor any hatred or resentment in your heart from anything that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago. Look at present. Look at today. Look at tomorrow. What can we do to make the world a better place? And then we could also think about, once we have true love in our hearts, how we could go about not hating other people, how we could go about doing for others, how we could go about standing up and respecting our elders, standing up and respecting our sages, having true ahava for all the creations, understanding to love the converts, to love the orphans, to love the widows, taking care of everyone in our midst. And the whole parsha flows from that. Really, the Haftal Reach HaKamocha is such a klal gadol b'Torah that everything really flows from that. If we have true respect and love and care for those around us, then we really can go about doing all the other mitzvos of giving tzedakah, giving of our time, giving of our energy, giving of our efforts, giving to take care of those that are downtrodden, making sure to take care of those who need help, those who might need some food, those who might need some time, those who might need some care for their kids, those who might need some meals, lahavda because they lost someone, or lahavda because they gained someone. True ahava, true taking care of others, if we look at v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, we think about how Rabbi Akiva talks about it. It's a great principle in the Torah. We think about how Hillel was talking to the convert, how this is the main thing in the Torah and everything else flows from that. If we could truly look at that, we could truly be involved in that, we could truly make the world a better, better place, and everything can flow from that. Thinking about how I want to treat others is the way that I want to be treated. If I treat others the way I want to be treated, then the whole world could be so much better, so much brighter, so much more peaceful, so much more wonderful. And it all starts today. It all starts with you going about in your interactions, with your dealings with people, with your going about the world, hopefully sanctifying God's name, with learning Torah, being involved in mitzvahs, being involved in chesed. It all starts with v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, in the right way. You treat others the way you want to be treated. Hopefully the whole world will benefit, and hopefully we could finally be zocha to have Mashiach and the third basic major speedily in our days, and may that day finally, in fact, be today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha. We talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.